Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Telling future generations about Jesus Christ is what this life is all about, not only here, but also around the world. Today we have some very special guests who are both national missionaries serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship in Kenya, which is located in East Central Africa. Kenya is about the size of Texas, and I'm so glad that to have my brothers in the Lord here with us in the studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Peter Kalungu, who is the National Director for CEF of Kenya. And we also have Edwin Juma, who's a director of education, also serving with CF Kenya. So we are so glad that you're here. I was wondering, could you share with us and share with our audience what brought you here to the USA at this time?
Well, I wanted to start by saying that to come to America, the major reason was to attend an international conference, which was held in North Carolina. And after that, we had appointments to be in Peoria so that we can meet our colleagues in Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois to continue to strengthen the relationship which we have been having for many years.
Okay, so this is actually both not your first time. So, Edwin, you have been here to the United States before, and as well as Peter?
Yes, I have been to the United States. I think this is my fifth time.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, Peter, how many times have you been here to?
It's the sixth time that I have been in the U.S.
Okay.
For international conference.
And I was also able to join the international conference. It was an exciting conference, wasn't it?
It was.
It was quite exciting.
Having like 88 countries represented, that was amazing. And close to 1,100 people.
Yes.
Just great to see what God is doing around the world with CF.
Mm. I know that both of you, my brothers, have been in CF for a long time, and as myself as well. And it's exciting to see that, you know, CF is growing. We're now in 188 countries around the world.
Exactly.
And I remember when I first came into CF, we were reaching about 7 million children or so. But then our president, he shared that, Reese Kaufman of CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, shared that now we passed 15 million children that Child Evangelism Fellowship ministries around the world have been reaching with the gospel. I mean, that was so amazing. And like you said, 88 countries represented in one place for the conference. That was very exciting.
Yes, it was.
And a lot of people, they probably have heard of CF ministries, and they think of CF being a local ministry, but it's not just local here in Illinois or central Illinois, but it's in every state in the USA and, like we said, around the world. And I was hearing from you, I've known you for a while, but you were sharing with me that you have a special connection here to Illinois. Can you share what that special connection is with the missionary that is serving with you currently?
Yes, we have a relationship which is for a long time, starting from 1975, when Kathy Gleckler, a missionary from Illinois, who arrived in Kenya, and she was having a duty of training teachers in Child Evangelism Fellowship, which she started, and she continued to do it very well. Up to today, she's still in Kenya. She has trained all of us, and we are very grateful about her efforts in training Kenyans to reach children for Christ.
And she's still serving there, isn't she?
She's still serving. In fact, she's the director of our institute, Leadership Training Institute, which is known in the U.S. as CMI, Children's Ministry Institute. So
you have your own training ministry institute there in Kenya, in your country?
We do, and we train people from East and Central Africa in Kenya, because Kenya is the headquarters for East and Central Africa.
So people, the Africans in your country, and even surrounding, they don't have to come to the USA to be trained. You can do the training right there for your own people.
Exactly, and like Peter said, Kathy has been training many, many people, and now we've been training in the LTI, so Kenyans can even take it over and run with it.
Mm. Yes. So they're not just taking the classes, but also the Kenyans, national workers, are also doing the teaching themselves. They're being the instructors.
Yes, that is what is happening. We have teachers in Kenya who have attained a level that allows them to teach in the institute. And those students who come from Uganda, Tanzania, Congo, Southern Sudan, Ethiopia, they come to Kenya, and all the Kenyans that have been trained, and a few others from Uganda who have also been trained to be teachers or trainers, they come and they join together, and then we run the institute for the 3.5 months.
For the training institute.
Yes.
And Edwin, that's your main job, isn't that? Because you're the director of education. I would assume that your job is training, right?
Yeah, I do a lot. Like Peter said, we do 14 weeks, and I teach almost 12 weeks out of the 14. And not only for Kenya, but as going for other countries in Eastern Central Africa. And God has given me opportunity to go even up to India to train in their CMI. And I'm here in the U.S. now helping teach in Camp Good News as well.
Oh, well, we're very appreciative of that, so praise the Lord.
And to us, we feel proud about him, and we thank God for his talent in training, which has been useful to our country and other countries of the world.
So how does training, Peter, you're the national director, so how does the training program strategy fit into reaching children for Christ? How does that work?
Well, we have realized that training has got a multiplying effect. So when we started Child Evangelism Fellowship those years, we continued to be teaching and training and reaching the children until we got to a point where we realized that one of the key things we must do for the ministry to grow very fast is to train as many people as we can, many teachers as we can. We've trained thousands.
And thousands?
Yes. Therefore, what I have now known is some of the teachers may come to be trained for reasons known to them, while our aim is to train so that they can work for CEF. Those few who opt to work for CEF, then they join. And as we are talking, we have 56 workers of CEF of Kenya who are well trained over the years. And therefore, we have realized that whenever we train and they go out, they reach more children. We train 10. Where there was one person, they go there and there are 10 exercises going on for reaching the children in a given hour of the day.
Okay. Mm. Well, I thought you said something very interesting there. You said that you have few workers that joined, and then you said later that you have 56 workers who are working with CEF. They're full-time workers, missionaries, nationals are working with CEF. Is that correct in Kenya?
That is correct.
That is amazing. I mean, 56. I would love to have 56 full-time workers for Illinois. That would be great. We have about 26 right now, but they're not all full-time. But you have 56 full-time workers. So how does that translate, 56 full-time workers and thousands of people that you've trained in churches and volunteers? So how many children are you reaching through your ministry? How is that looking like for CEF of Kenya?
I think, as Peter said, the training has just brought a lot of multiplication in Kenya. For 10 years, we're reaching about 400,000 children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Last year, we were able to reach 1.2 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we can just see this growing because our target this year is 1.5 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now, you're not saying 1.2 or 1.5 million for all of Africa. You're just saying for Kenya, right?
We are talking about Kenya.
Just one country. The size of Texas, you have reached. The CEF ministry alone have reached, through the Lord, through God and God's people, 1.2 million children.
Exactly.
Yes. With the gospel. Wow. Yeah. And have many of those children come to faith in Christ as their Savior?
Many of them have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. In fact, to be exact, is 176,000 children who pray to receive the Lord Jesus Christ out of those 1.5 million.
Just last year?
Just last year.
Oh, praise the Lord for what
really
he is doing.
Praise God for that.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Can you just give us a picture as we close here and just share with us a picture of what the ministry of CEF Kenya looks like as far as children's ministry? How do you go about reaching those 1.2 million? million children?
Well, we, together with the 56 workers who are full-time, we also have about 200 volunteers who work with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God that He has made the Kenya government to open doors for us into school ministries where we reach children during school hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that has helped us to reach very many children at one day or at for a week. Because they, when they allow us to go during class hours, if the school has a capacity of 800 children and we start, say, with assembly, we meet all of them and we pray with them and we give them a short lesson and then they go back to classes. After that, sometimes they allow us to take one class at a time of about 50 children for an hour or so.
So you are able to go right into the public schools and your workers can share the gospel. That is an amazing opportunity. What are some other avenues that you have to reach children with the gospel? Is it just school ministry only or do other things?
No, school is just one of them, but we also do children rallies where we can gather in a public field or like a social hall. And we sometimes bring even up to 800 children. I remember one which was the biggest of all, having 5,000 children sitting at one go.
5,000?
5,000 children.
You said 5,000 children in one setting?
In one sitting.
Wow.
For a rally.
Yeah. That's incredible.
So that's one avenue. We work with churches and do vocational Bible schools. We have good news clubs within the neighborhoods as well, in our homes, you know, and churches as well.
Well, when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, I think the CF workers in Kenya take that very much to heart and do that very well. So we just appreciate all that you do. What keeps you doing what you're doing? I mean, what motivates you when you get up in the morning to go out and do the gospel? What would you say is the one thing, Peter, for you, and the one thing for you, Edwin, what motivates you?
I believe it is the call which I feel in my heart that God called me to reach children with the gospel of Christ for His own glory.
Mm.
And therefore, following that kind of call, I work with all the efforts because I accepted to do so, and God has enabled me.
And what about you, Edwin? What's the one thing that motivates you?
I didn't get opportunity to know Jesus as my Savior as a child, so I want to give children opportunity to do so. So every time I wake up, I'm thinking there are children who need to hear Jesus.
Our motivation, we could say together, is Matthew 18:14, as we think about God's word, even so is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Well, I'm so glad that you can be with us today, and we're going to continue on in our next program about the open door. I want to come back to that, the wide open door that you have in Africa, in Kenya, to be in the schools and what that means to you and also how that relates to us here in our country as well. Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to grow in our passion and equipping each of us more in telling future generations so that they can set their hope in Him.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.